Well, the market was rebounding last week after the election, but that may be good news or it may be hiding trouble. Here to discuss something that could be headed for trouble, David Trainer. This is the Danger Zone. Welcome to the Danger Zone on Money Life. This is where we talk with the experts from New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And the idea here is that they dig in at the bottom and they work their way up. It is forensic accounting meets discounted cash flow analysis. And, well, they're looking for places where the picture the average investor gets is a little bit, well, misleading. So, in other words, if you get a situation where from the top down everything looks good, you should ask this question.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
And if you find out that, yes, it's more than possible, it's actually happening, then you've got a stock that is dangerous. And by the way, you flip it around the other way. Sometimes something looks like it could be headed for trouble. You dig in and you find out, no, it could be headed for good times ahead. If you want to learn more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at newconstructs, and they blog about all of their Danger Zone picks, so you can always get more information on anything you hear us discuss. David Trainer, great to have you back on Money Life.
It is great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the Danger Zone this week?
Box.
Danger, danger.
Box. It's ticker symbol Box. This is your basic content platform, if I'm not mistaken. And I'm not somebody who does too much with the cloud and all that other stuff. But why is Box kind of out of the box as a stock that you like?
You know, it's the same story as Dropbox. We've got two companies that are trying to really, at the end of the day, take market share from folks like Microsoft, Apple, and Google, who are offering more important services and are more deeply integrated with the target users. It's losing more and more money. Revenue growth is slowing. User growth is slowing. User retention is declining. And yet the stock price implies huge amounts of new user revenue and profit growth, so that the disconnect here is alarmingly and dangerously large.
In other words, investors are playing this game with Box.
My mom always said life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
But you're saying you know what they're going to get, that if they go into Box, valued as it is around 17 bucks a share, what they're going to get is a mess, a meltdown.
Yes. There's no other way to put it. It's really pretty ugly. I mean, you're talking about a huge decline in revenue growth, a significant decline in market share, right, during all this COVID-driven growth in work from home and cloud-type products. Dropbox lost market share. And, you know, the problem is that it's providing a specialty service that its competitors, Amazon, Google, Microsoft, provide for free. And people aren't going to leave your Microsoft 365. They're not going to quit their iPhone. They're not going to quit Google if you're on sort of the Google Enterprise platform, as we are. You know, you use Google for email, calendar, all these things that are much more important, and you get free Google Drive space, right? And so the idea that Box is going to convince you to go out of network or go out of what you're used to or what's naturally embedded in your process and then pay seems absurd. And yet the valuation is implying they're going to be extremely successful at doing that. And not just in growth, but like a huge increase in margins. I mean, we're talking about, in one scenario here, the stock price implies that their margins are going to be higher than Amazon while growing revenue at double the consensus over the next 7 years. It's like no one believes this is going to happen when they look at the numbers, and yet the valuation is what it is.
What's a better valuation? I mean, what is the value of this company if it has reasonable growth or then no growth?
You know, the funny part is, like, it's reasonable growth is not enough by itself. Huge improvement in profitability, because we're talking about a negative economic book value here, right? I mean, if you look at the value of the existing business, it's pretty highly negative because its net operating profit has always been negative, right? These guys have never made any money, not even close. So how do you value a business that's never made any money? I mean, I don't know, you assume somehow that they're going to become profitable and look at some reasonable, more reasonable growth rate. And the best we can do in that situation is $9 a share, man. But that's just kind of pulling the, you know, the rabbit out of the hat and saying somehow they're going to be three times more profitable than Dropbox and grow about 10% compound annually for a decade, and that gets you to $9 or $10 a share. That seems silly.
And obviously the no growth value, and we should point out, this is a company that, as you were saying, really wasn't growing during this time when we would think, courtesy of the pandemic, it would be. So the no growth value for you, I assume, is basically zero.
The economic book value per share for Box is -$11.81.
Okay, so it's worse than zero.
Correct. And it's not that it didn't grow during the pandemic times. It just didn't grow as fast as peers.
Okay.
So when you feel like, you know, when the wind is at your back, and this is your specialty product, and you're losing market share in kind of an ideal situation, it's just not, it's not spell success for this stock, right? I mean, we're talking when this kind of the work from home fad starts to sort of cool down, people start to kind of look, hey, you know, we can't paint everybody with the same brush, who are the real winners and losers. This is one that's a loser.
And what is the stupid money risk? Stupid money, of course, being the idea that somebody will come in and buy it. And as we all know,
you can't fix stupid.
You can't fix stupid, which may be what's holding the price up. But what's the stupid money risk here?
I love that you're asking about the stupid money risk, because it is real, right? Like, I mean, companies go out and buy these other companies for absurd premiums. And so we looked at what would happen if Salesforce bought Box, especially since they're already integrated with Box. And, you know, we said, all right, what would make sense for Salesforce? What should they pay and not basically penalize their shareholders? So that would be to earn a return on the acquisition price, right? Because the capital that, that Salesforce would be offering would be the acquisition price. So what level of profits does Dropbox have to achieve so that they can contribute and earn a return, a decent return on the amount of capital that Salesforce would spend? So we basically say, all right, well, if they do break even and they do grow at 10% compound annually for 5 years, you know, the best value we can get for an acquisition is $2 or $3 a share.
And of course, it's trading at 17 now. Yeah, that is definitely dangerous. It's why Box, not to be confused with Dropbox, Box, B-O-X, although Dropbox also has been in the danger zone, is this week's pick in the danger zone. David, thanks as always for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you, Chuck.
David Trainer is the president and founder of New Constructs. Go to newconstructs.com for more information. Follow them on Twitter at New Constructs. And remember, they blog about their danger zone picks. The Market Call is next. Tom McIntyre from McIntyre, Freeman & Flynn will be here talking stocks right after this message.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.